Dear Heavenly Father, we invite you to be with us as we celebrate this miraculous birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you for inviting us to be with you in these moments. More than ever, we realize the importance of taking time to know you and love you more dearly. Come and meet with us face to face and reveal to us a glimpse of your glory.
I was only married for 7 years. After my husband died, The temple was the only place I felt comfortable. God invited me there, and I answered his invitation. In fact, I never left the temple, which probably led some to believe that I was a bit strange and even crazy. I worshipped him there night and day, fasting and praying. I was waiting for the Messiah, the promised one. I wasn't about to leave the temple and take the chance that he would arrive without me being there.
Future would be like marriage, children, a home, a life like so many women before me. But an angel changed my life forever when he told me that I had found favor with God and that I was to give birth to his son. In my fear and amazement, I asked, "How is this possible since I'm a virgin?" The angel told me that the Holy Spirit would visit me and that God's power would overshadow me. Those words were a calling, an invitation to serve God in a way that I could never have imagined. The words moved my soul, and I answered God's call saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May it happen just as you have said."
I have been told you'll be king. the secrets I've kept in my heart. It's still so surprising to whisper your name and to think about all that you are. You're divine. The earth has been blessed with the Almighty Son. Heaven's dearest and best, when you need me, my love will say yes. Though my heart knows you're not really mine, you're divine. I'm no one special, a poor Jewish girl, but I have been moved to obey. If angels proclaim you will save the whole world, then I trust you will do it one day. You're divine. The earth has been blessed with the Almighty Son. Heaven's dearest and best.
I'm sometimes viewed as the villain in this story. I'm the hard-nosed innkeeper, the guy with no room in his inn for a fragile mother just on the verge of giving birth. But what was I supposed to do that night? Throw out my best-paying customers for her and that peasant husband of hers for a place to sleep? Come on, put yourself in my sandals for a moment. You just don't understand why I refuse to let them in, and you think that I was greedy and unkind. The way that I reacted, it was not how you'd have been. You say I was insensitive and blind. No one thinks of my compassion and my generosity. Didn't I provide that stable filled with hay? And if you stop and think about it, some of you are just like me. 'Cause every time we turn God's best away, we simply settle. We end up with so much less than the miracles God has in mind to do. Oh yes, we settle. What we get is not the best, not the wonders that He planned for me and you. And we miss out on so much more because we settle. Now if you take a walk through Scripture, there are names that make you see disregarding what God wants is nothing new.
Brother Esau, for example, sold his birthright foolishly, and all he got was just a bowl of stew. Samson was a mighty soldier, but Delilah caused him grief, so he lost a whole lot more than just his hair. And when Eve took that bite of fruit, she must have thought it tasted sweet. But was it worth the cost we've had to bear? Because we settle, we end up with so much less than the miracles God has in mind to do.
Oh, yes, we settle.
What we get is not the best, not the wonders that he planned for me and you.
Instead of all he wants to give us, he ends up with so little.
And we miss out on so much
more because we settle.
It's a lesson you can't ignore. When God knocks on your heart's door, be open to what he has in store. Don't just settle. Don't end up with so much less than the miracles God has in mind to do.
Don't just settle.
What we get is not the best, not the wonders that he's planned for me and you. And we miss out on so much more.
So don't just settle.
Watch the great things that he does.
Don't just settle.
Know the fullness of his love.
Don't just settle.
Don't settle.
I know the hills around Bethlehem like the back of my hand. And I've rescued sheep from every situation imaginable. I've fought off wild animals with no thought for my own life. I've climbed peaks and crawled in muck, all for the protection of my sheep. Yeah, I consider myself to be a brave man, at least in situations I'm accustomed to. But that night, I was frightened like never before. When the angels visited us, if they hadn't assured us that there was nothing to be afraid of, I probably would have fainted, but I remained wide awake and heard the incredible thing they were there to say.
Like a drama unfolded, the curtain was opened while an audience of angels was holding its breath. A census, a manger, two travel-worn strangers, the stage was finally set. Angels folded their wings at the throne worshiping as God whispered, I love you, my son. Jesus took off his crown and laid
from heaven's fall to Bethlehem's fall, where a star in its
I was just part of the crowd of taxpayers in Bethlehem. I didn't know a king was sleeping in a pile of hay meant for donkeys and camels. I was not the only one who didn't receive notification of his arrival. Less than 10 miles away at the temple in Jerusalem, the religious leaders received no special announcements. The political officials certainly got no formal briefing. No, only some common, lowly shepherds were on the list of people to notify of his royal birth.
To the invitation from the angels, we went into the village, and there we found him just as the angels had said. We fell to our knees before him in awe. My heart was pounding, my mind was racing. I thought, is this really the Messiah? In my heart, I knew it was true. When we finally left there, we couldn't stop talking about everything we had heard and seen.
Break the chain. blessed Christmas moon. Go tell it on the mountain.
We were educated men, comfortable with combining what we observed with what we read in the ancient writings. We made a well-informed decision to follow the star. We knew that if this was the star we had studied, it would lead to a child who was the chosen one, the Messiah. We were so focused on the fulfillment of prophetic writings, it took us a while to realize that something was happening in our hearts. Hours before we arrived at that simple stable, we started to feel the awesome power of what we were about to encounter. The star that had invited us out of our homeland led us to him, and in his presence, all of our great wisdom seemed so insignificant. Our wealth was meaningless, our gifts inadequate. But we presented our gifts and ourselves to him, knowing we were kneeling before the Son of the living God.
Thou didst leave thy crown and thy kingly crown when thou camest to work for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven arches hang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal degree. But in lowly earth is thou come to earth, and in great humility.
Baby.
A manger became a throne.
A stable became a cathedral of worship.
A baby became the Savior of the world.
Heavenly Father,
Like the people we have met tonight, we rely on our comfort zones, our viewpoints, and ourselves far too much. Because of this, our lives are filled with fear instead of calm, turmoil instead of peace. But you invite us to experience something new. When we say yes to your invitation, we invite you to come and behold his glory. The glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We accept your invitation. We have come to worship you.